Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 154. Today's episode, we have in Jen Butler of The Dotted Bow. I'm your host, Jose. Thank you so much for listening. First and foremost, let's get some business out of the way. Finding Arizona podcast, all our episodes available at findingaz.com. Make it easy for you guys to connect to us. On top of which, Brittany has a wonderful blog there for all you ladies that want to catch up with what's going on in our lives and how we make this podcast available. Anyone and everyone's welcome. We appreciate it. On top of which, we have a newsletter that'll also remind you what's going on for the past week. Some news updates, some personal stuff with our friends. Everything and anything is available at findingarizonapodcast.com. On top of which, we also have patreon.com. If you want to become a super fan, patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast. Well, you'll have all our everything, anything and everything you could possibly think of is there. Extra videos, extra content. We're starting to vlog a little bit. I'm dipping my toes in, guys, so bear with me for the first couple of episodes. We appreciate everyone who has guided us to this point and has been a part of our journey, and we want to give back just a little bit more and more. So patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast, become a super fan. We love you guys. On top of which, a little bit of news. We are doing a lot of events coming up, and we want to share so much with you. You guys can send your events at findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com, where we'll have it set up for our next section, which is called the Community Corkboard. And part of the events going on with the Community Corkboard this weekend, Fall Plant Sale, October 19th through the 21st over at the Desert Botanical Garden. It's a wonderful time to get some desert plants, and it's a wonderful cause. It helps support the DBG on some of its revenue and helps build for more planting for you to enjoy at the Desert Botanical Gardens throughout their showcasing of different events. I know that they had a wonderful nighttime event where they lit up a lot of the beautiful plants out there. It's always fun. They're very creative, and I personally love the Desert Botanical Garden, and I love what they do every year, and I'm a big fan of them. So moving on to the next event, Intro to Oils Desert Landscape with our friends over at the Sun Craft Company, October 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There is a class available for Intro to Oils. If you want to learn how to use your oils and everything like that, tickets are available online at sunshinecraftco.com. Go get your tickets now. Last but not least, and I do hope that you guys have been following us on social media, because it's very important for me to really do different events out into the community, because I really want to get myself and Finding AZ out there for you guys to know that we are a part of the community, and we want so much to highlight different things and just really help you guys out a lot. So last but not least is my hosting event that I'm working with. It's called So Good. It's an Asian film and food festival. So a little bit of background, our friend Tony from Snow, and he just knew he wanted an MC for this event, and he couldn't think of anyone better than myself. And I think it's a wonderful pairing. I love this event most of all because I love hosting. I love being a part of event. I love getting my hands dirty in the sense that I love participating. I love to be in the mix of things that I'm out of my comfort zone. So this is all that just checks marks all the things that I'm excited for. So thank you to Tony. I appreciate it. The reason why we're participating in this, as of many, is because it's presented by the Phoenix Night Market, which is a new market that'll be happening, and Tony's a part of that. On top of which, the Phoenix Legal Action Network and the Arizona Asian Chamber of Commerce. These are all the people who are facilitating and presenting this event going on, and we appreciate them for doing that. On top of which, the event is actually benefiting the Phoenix Legal Action Network to provide free legal representation to families at risk of deportation. So this event in itself is really fun for me to kind of use my skills for good, and it also helps me know that it's going to a good cause. So all in all, good event. Hopefully you guys are interested. If you are, it's over at the Vintage 45, Saturday, November 3rd from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm hosting the VIP dinner, so get your tickets available at SoGoodPhoenixPHX.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is episode number 154 with the dotted bow. Jen, I hope you like this one. Let's go. Absolutely.
No, I think I'm good, because Jen here is ready to go, and she's come prepared, and she's just all around excited. Have you met the kitties?
I did, and I am a cat person.
Oh, so awesome.
Sure, Catelyn Jenner will be on my lap.
You can follow her on Instagram, by the way.
I heard that because I was binge podcasting today.
Oh, you've heard. Yeah. You've heard a couple of the episodes. So yes. So this will be easy then.
Oh, hopefully.
All right. We'll see. Oh, let's do it then. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. I'm your host, as always, Jose, coming at you. And today we have a very special guest coming to us all the way from the west side of the valley.
Woo-hoo.
Woo! Why don't you introduce yourself, Jen?
Oh goodness, I'm Jen. I started the Dotted Bow, which is a home decor business.
And yay! Yeah. Welcome, Jen. We really appreciate you coming by.
Thanks
and for dealing with our doubling up of the schedule. Very but awesome. We got you in, so now is your time to shine.
Oh,
so tell us a little bit about how you got started and how this all came to be.
Oh, goodness. Well, I was in my first year of teaching. And
what grade?
I started in fourth grade.
Okay.
In a general classroom, fourth grade. And you know, you don't make that much being a teacher.
Well, so the Red for Ed will let everyone know
I
that.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness for Red for Ed.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of teachers have side hustles. And,
absolutely.
You know, I've always been creative and wanted to, you know, have my own business someday. I just didn't know what it was yet. And I just kind of fell into, like, the crafting world and, you know, Joanna Gaines and Fixer Upper was getting started, and that was
You're speaking my smart. Language now.
I saw your Magnolia wreath, so I knew I was welcome here.
Yes. Yes. She knew off the bat it was Magnolia
yeah,
wreath.
Yeah, I'm like, goodbye. Magnolia wreath, yes. I am here.
Nice.
And then two cats, you know. Aww. It was perfect.
It was meant to be.
It was. So I went to my first Junk in the Trunk, and I saw all the vendors.
You know you know Junk in the Trunk? We actually
my
did
goodness.
Did you listen to that episode?
I listened to that episode.
Yes.
So, you know, just walking around and seeing all the makers was super inspiring.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I can totally do something. Like, I'm capable of this, and I could do this, and people are buying it. So I started the Dotted Bow in 2014, and just kind of, I started with signs, wood signs, and then it just kind of grew into pillows, and now I have some t-shirts and kind of making it a home lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so going from teaching children to now having your own business, what was that aha moment for you to kind of go, oh man, I can, like, this is something that is seriously going to take over my life. I'm starting this business. What do I do? Like, what was, where in that moment of like, okay, this is really something I have to focus on this. Like, this has got to be my full-time thing come
right.
about.
I think I started to realize when work didn't feel like work, I was doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Got
and
it.
I can work on the Dotted Bow all day long, and it doesn't ever feel like work.
Yeah.
It's fun, and it's exciting, and you know, you just get that like feeling like this is just what I should be doing.
Yeah.
So I actually am still teaching.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
I'm part-time now.
Okay. So is it like still fourth grade?
No, I taught one more year of fourth grade, and then I moved into teaching art.
Okay.
So more into the creative zone,
yeah.
But still with kids, and it's elementary.
So are you still, so you're still working with kids, still doing those kind of classes teaching
yes,
art? And
yes.
Have you thought about like maybe pivoting towards your own kind of like series of classes, like teaching people, like they do those little wine and art. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes, I do teach classes at a local boutique in downtown Glendale.
Very cool.
Out of the blue.
You should go to, was it Phoenix General or is it
Practical Art?
Practical Art down over here on Camelback and Central. There, she did an episode with us and it's incredible. They allow the artists to kind of curate their own space. And then on top of that, they allow the artists to teach a course so that people can, it's like a activity course, so people can like learn their style and then take home something.
Love that.
And so that I think, you know, we try and connect everyone to other people, and I think mm-hmm. that's something that we like to do here. But it's one of those things is like, if I can see that you're really fitting in with this one boutique, you would definitely fit in with this other boutique
and
another
thing
like that. And so, yeah, I mean, this is really cool. I saw a couple of your pieces, and where does the like different creative like outlets come from? Do you have like a general, like, do you do something every day to kind of like give yourself some creative juices flowing?
I spend a lot of time on Pinterest and Instagram.
Nice.
Pinterest is an amazing resource, and you know, I like to see what's new, what's out there. You know, I get sick of doing the same thing, and when I start seeing the same things, I'm like, all right, what can we make it? How can I make it different? How can mm-hmm. I make it new? How can I make it more me? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I'll see things that I like and I'll think about, okay, how does this work for me? Because I want my brand to be a reflection of me and what I would have in my own house.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's your support system like? I mean, because I imagine that this is something that affects not only you, but your entire family and other people who are in your life.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy right now because it's just me.
Okay.
And I'm a part-time teacher. I'm a mom. Yeah. I'm a wife.
Yeah.
So
how many kids?
I have one.
One?
Yep, she's one and a half.
Oh,
her name's Avery.
So. How's that been going? Because she is one and a half, so it's, I imagine you just gave birth recently. So what's that been like
it's
transitionally?
Been
insane, yeah.
Insane, yes. Yeah. you know, every day is a challenge just to balance all the hats. So,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Luckily I have an amazing husband who helps out with her. And
shout out to the husband.
Yes, yeah. Good what's husband, his, good what, dad.
What's his name?
Anel.
Anel. Mm-hmm. Shout out Anel. But that's so great. It's like, I imagine that motherhood would also kind of give you another point of creativity and kind of, you know, really pushing the envelope on parenthood and anything in the works with that, like any baby projects coming up?
You know, decorating a nursery was super fun.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know,
I forgot about that part.
Yeah. That's a big part of a baby.
That's a big part of the baby, yeah.
Very exciting. A whole nother space.
Yeah, a whole nother decor. Yeah.
You know, and I love doing custom work. So when I first had Avery, I made like a birth announcement sign that had like all of her information. So those are really fun signs, and I love making custom family signs and pillows. So
Avery's room is completely decked.
Oh yeah,
all the way,
fully decorated.
Nice. And for you, do you ever do anything like that? You know, what are the challenges for this business that some people might not realize when it comes to, I mean, you can imagine, like, as someone like myself who's not very good at creating something as like this, like a physical. Object like that, you know, you brought up like Pinterest and like having that same thing over and over again. What makes you different? What gives you that opportunity to kind of break the mold?
That's a good question. I think I take inspiration from different types of styles, and I'm not someone that just sticks in a box. Like, as much as I love Joanna Gaines and I love Farmhouse, I also like appreciate things from mid-mod style or just something more modern or, you know, vintage and, you know, all the different styles. And I kind of combine them in my own unique way. And then I also, because I do love the custom work, I really talk to my customers and see, you know, what types of fonts do you like? What colors are you into? How do you decorate your house? And a lot of customers send me pictures of their spaces and they just say, help, what should I put here? So nice. I really enjoy that too, because I get a little bit more, you know, one-on-one, and I'm really giving my customers what they want. And everything that I make is handmade to order, so you can have it your way.
Awesome. I like that. That's really cool. And was that a challenge in the beginning to kind of like put that on yourself, because handmade to order can get finicky sometimes. Where
it's hard.
Because
there's no inventory on hand.
Exactly.
So, and it's hard, especially with Amazon Prime, and we're all used to like, oh, it'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's been a struggle, and I've kind of played around with pre-making things, but it's not as enjoyable as having that custom made and having the option, because I know as a customer, I would want the option. Okay, I'd like, you know, this to be a different color or a different font. So it's hard. You know, I do, you know, have a lot of support. My, both of my parents are retired. So my dad helps me build a lot of the wood signs.
Yeah.
And my mom helps me prep paint. They also help take care of the baby when I'm at school and all the other things I'm doing.
Yeah.
So my husband even learned how to stencil a little bit when I had a ton of orders. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really great that they've all kind of like backed you in some sort of fashion.
Yes, I've sucked them in to the dotted bow.
Yes. And what was like, so, you know, we talked about like that motherhood, like in having this new attachment to you. You have this, you know, new hat that you're putting on. Where do you find the balance? How do you kind of keep work and business and family?
That is definitely an everyday struggle, you know. Work, like the real job, the school job, you know, has its time, and honestly the dotted bow happens at nap time or when she's gone to bed. Like, it's pretty crazy, and you know, I definitely am trying to balance it, but it's a struggle, and you know, it's constant. Every day is different, you know, because babies have good days and they've got bad days, and you know, and I don't have an office, so like my work happens on the dining room table. So, you know,
that's incredible. And it's like crazy. Like where you are now compared to a year ago, do you see, can you take a moment to like reflect and kind of appreciate those sort of like big movements of not having the business to now where you are today and kind of fulfilling these orders?
Yeah.
Well, what's the, to you, what was like the biggest change, I guess?
Well, from 2014 to now, 4 years, I feel like every year has been crazy different. Like the first year was just, you know, it was fun, it was new, and I was just making pretty things. And then the next summer, one of my pillows, I collabed with a really like up-and-coming blogger.
Nice.
And then it went viral, and I sold $10,000 in 1 month and had to figure out how to fulfill all those orders on my own, and it was insane. And you know, it kind of started trickling down to like a more normal level after like the big viral moment. And so I think then I had got married and I had a baby and life has been crazy. So it's just, I'm at a point where I'm kind of like, we've mellowed out with the life events for now.
And I mean, just, you can only have so many babies and weddings in 1 year.
Right. You know, you're limited in 1 year. So we got those out, and you know, I'm just really fine tuning the business, the aesthetic that I want, the direction I want to go to with the brand, and kind of the back end stuff now. Like, I really want to update things and just really kind of carve out my little niche in the world.
Got it. And has that been successful and kind of, you know, have you found your, I guess, system of like doing everything like that? Because I imagine, you, like you said, you are a one man army and you're kind of doing this on your own. I can't imagine doing the back end stuff on your own. Like, well, I've been able to do that, but it's like, again, without my significant other, I wouldn't be able to do the newsletter. I wouldn't be able to do some of the social media videos, things like that without my significant other. What do you, what's, I guess, the most challenging part of this whole thing for being a single person army?
Right. It's at a point where I want to have help. I'm not someone that wants to keep it all for myself, trust me. But, you know, there's that balance with the finances, is affording to be able to have like paid help, not just family working for you for free. And then finding the right person and, you know, getting the systems in place where you can kind of just hand it over to someone. So that's where I'm at. You know, I'm looking into, you know, how to hire an intern, or, you know, what would it look like, and like business wise, how do you hire a person?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay.
Because I do want to grow and I want to be able to focus on the creative end and not get wrapped up in all the back of the house kind of things.
Absolutely. And that's definitely something that like comes up for every business owner. I feel like there's always that challenge of like moving to the next level. And is there anything that you've gotten like help with, like advice wise that you would be able to like give hints towards helping other people? Any big piece of advice that really helped you in the first couple of years?
Just, you know, get on the internet and research. There's so many resources. Like I just discovered Jenna Kutcher and her podcast, and like that was just been mind blowing for a business owner. Have you listened?
The Gold Digger?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Like
I've never heard of that one.
Jewels upon jewels upon jewels.
Okay.
Just on all different categories. And then, you know, she kind of does what you do and talks to small businesses, and just hearing other small businesses and their struggles or things they've learned is just super, super helpful.
It's good. I like when people like have similar to us. Like I always felt like I put myself in a niche, like just kind of calling it Finding Arizona and just like, you know, kind of putting yourself
in
that.
There's so many businesses in Arizona.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, you know what, this is as much as I, you know, I think of it as almost a challenge, but also a opportunity because again, like you said, there's so many of us, but at the same time, I grew up here. This is my home. This is where I plan to put roots. This is something that I want to leave better, you know, better than it was on my, like, than I've, you know, whatever I can do to make things better and helpful, I'm going to do that. And so this is a chance for that legacy for me, is that opportunity to listen to someone who's been through so much and has something that they've created with their own two hands,
right?
And give them the opportunity to share their story. So
yeah, it's amazing.
So yeah, it was just, it's really wonderful. It's been an incredible couple of years for the two of us, and just having so many people come in like yourself.
Yeah,
and
I mean, you're almost at 200 episodes.
Almost,
right?
Almost 150.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot amazing. Of faces. It's a lot of like stories, but it's again, it's the greatest thing in the world. Like I've met so many friends and so many colleagues and people that we've always just tried to give ourselves as much as possible to every person that comes in here. So it's just, you know, this is something that's, again, a big, big part of my life, and I wouldn't change it for the world. It's been so much fun.
Yeah.
Are you excited about anything for the future for this business? Are you, is there been any kind of setbacks along the way, or?
I'm just really excited to see where it goes in the next year.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, I've kind of embraced motherhood and that huge just life change.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just excited, and I feel like I'm getting into, you know, where I'm really supposed to be with my brand, and just continue to collaborate. I have some really awesome ladies that I'm going to work with for the fall that are all over the country.
Awesome.
And a couple in Canada that are super talented, and you know, I love their houses, so I'm excited to see what they do with the products that they get and how they style it. And I really love connecting. They're on Instagram, so Instagram is my place, my little happy place
for sure,
to connect and build community. And that's really exciting to me. It's just to see inside people's homes and their spaces that they create that work for them and that are their happy places.
Have you considered, now this is just a thought from my end, is have you considered like work, like through Instagram, reaching out to a couple of realtors and guys, people who are selling homes, to kind of like help with setup and kind of what do they call it?
The home staging.
Yeah, the home stagers.
I haven't connected with any, but I love that idea. And you know, it's definitely something I would be interested in,
particularly those ones that like do the owners who do like the flips and things, like the quick flips and things like that. I mean, being able to
when there's like Rafter House, who are like amazing.
Exactly. So it's like these things that kind of, they're not in your lane, but they're just slow pivots to these other places of opportunity. I mean, I would love to see someone like yourself just kind of like work and collaborate with all of these different flippers, like just like a single person who has a decor line that kind of like really does this local, like any local flippers, please come use my, we would love to help you guys set up and stage wonderful homes so that you can sell them. And it just kind of really pushes the envelope for yourself and your business. I mean, I always like mention one thing that it kind of like in my head just kind of pops up. So that's just one thing that like, as you were speaking, I was like, this would be really cool. Cause I'm looking at your piece that you brought us, the pillow. And I'm just thinking to myself, this would fit pretty much in any kind of staging situation. And I just, I didn't know if you, that's something that's ever crossed your mind.
I love that idea. I'm definitely look into that.
Yeah. That's some, I mean, it's just really cool that you have an opportunity to kind of really stretch out your wings and kind of really play around with some new ideas. And do you think about those sort of things like on a daily basis? What is your like typical Monday look like?
Oh gosh. It's a little scary. There's a lot happening. when I do get time to myself to think and what I want to do with the dotted bow, you know, it's usually, I'm usually on Instagram and I'm trying to find like, you know, cool people, either local or just around that I love their style, and bloggers that, you know, I can somehow work with. I love the collaboration factor and
nice.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite kind of collaborative piece so far, like for the past 4 years? I mean,
the most successful was with Liz Marie Galvin.
Okay. Yeah. The one that kind of really took off and really got you
That was like, I had no concept in my brain of like what would happen. Like,
nice.
I thought it was really cool that she let me send her a pillow. And then I'm like, oh, and now it's on Country Living's Instagram. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Here we go.
Whoa. So, you know, that was amazing. And just, there's been so many nice and, you know, helpful people in that community, and, you know, just talking to them on Instagram or face to face, like we are here, and just making those connections. And I've made tons of friends at different markets around the valley, and, you know, it's just a really positive, great atmosphere to be around other creatives.
What have you noticed in your own kind of community? Like, what's the best part of, because we just actually have this conversation about community, and the great thing about being here in Arizona is that we've really noticed a push for people promoting other people and helping one another out. And have you noticed that? And what's your community kind of like in that perspective?
I think it's gotten a lot more positive. In the beginning, I think that it was very competitive. But I think you kind of find your little, your world and your people. Yeah. And you know, I think it's really positive. It's great just like sharing other shops, even though it's not connected to my shop. Like, I love to do Insta stories and show off what my friends are making and selling.
Yeah.
And supporting each other, because we're all in it. We all can have a piece of the pie. And
absolutely.
You know, it's great.
That's what I've always kind of like promoted. Is like, that's something that everyone, even if you're doing similar things to one another, you can always have that opportunity to work and kind of appreciate one another's style and enjoy each other's work.
Yes.
And so we, you know, that's something that as a podcaster for sure, like if there's any other podcast I could promote, it's like the ones that are similar to us and people who are local and things like that. I mean, I've probably met a handful of them, and it's just like every time I meet someone who does a similar thing, I mean, I'm always trying to like, what can I do to like help you out? If there's something that we could do to collab with one another, that sort of thing. And then I think in the other end side of it, they do the exact same thing. Like, what can we do to like make something happen? That sort of thing. So it's always fun to meet those people who are willing to do those sort of things.
I agree. And it's super inspiring.
Absolutely.
We're competitors, yes, but we can still get along and support each other. And
for sure.
It just makes it a better place, too. I
mean, absolutely. People just being nice to one another.
Yes.
Yeah.
So simple.
Yeah. What has, for you, what when you're not thinking about this business, what's preoccupying your mind? I imagine it's motherhood, but
yes.
It's just like... Is it like things like, oh, I gotta make sure she's happy? Like, what about motherhood is so, again, I was like, I know it's a child, and I know I'm trying to like, I don't have children of my own, but it's like, as a mother, like, what sort of things are you kind of like always thinking about when your child is, when you have this business, like what are some of the things as a mother are you always kind of drawn to? And
just being there and mm-hmm. experiencing what she, like just her growth. Like I never realized how fast they go from a newborn to a toddler. And like, it is like, no matter how much someone tells you, like mm-hmm. this is really short period of time. Like it's an instant, it's like a blink of an eye. And so just soaking up every single minute. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to have my own business, so that I could hopefully someday not have to have, you know, a real job and a teaching job, so that I can be home. Because family is yeah. everything to me. And yeah. I measure success based on time and freedom and not money. So, you know, money obviously affords the time and the freedom, but you know, I want to be home. I want to be mm-hmm. a mom and a wife and yeah. not miss anything.
Well, she's like, hopefully when she gets older, she'll listen to this episode and be able to appreciate that moment of the time that she's spent with you and kind of growing up with you in her life. So
yeah,
hopefully this will be just something that you can hold on to and be like, here, even when you were little, I wanted this for us and yeah. that sort of thing. So, you know, this really, there's a lot of things that I've always kind of found fascinating, like parenthood, like, cause I've never experienced it myself. So it's like, is there anything that you can help me, like just any piece of advice that you would suggest to someone that's like, doesn't know about parenthood or is about to become a parent or something like that?
Yeah, it's literally the best thing you will ever do. And it is the absolute hardest thing you will ever do.
Well, thank you for that.
Like, there is nothing harder, but it's so fulfilling and it's so amazing just to see this yeah. like soul, and they look like you and they do things like you that you don't even realize how they're doing things like you. Like, my daughter has to have one leg out of the cover. I'm like, is this genetic? Because, like, how are you into this one leg out of the cover, one leg in at, you know, 1 year old?
Yeah, exactly. It's really funny because, too, it's like I've always, that the part of them looking like you has always kind of got me. It's just like, it's incredible that they just, like, share the same face proportions and you yes. can kind of see it. And that's, a lot of the times it's just, binary where you're so attached to this being is because they do look like you and they do represent a portion of you, and you're kind of looking at this mirror yeah. image of yourself. So yeah, it's been really fun to kind of see every parent who's come in here, because it's depending on how many kids they have and where they at are in stage, and you can kind of see the bewilderedness. It's like, if they're still young, yeah, the hair is
6 months.
Yeah, under the, under a year, it's like they're just, this is like, it's a more of a I haven't slept in so many hours kind of yes. look. Whereas like if they're a little bit older, it's more about like stress. Like I have to pick them up, take them places, and make sure that they're not rowdy and that sort of thing.
Yes.
So
never ends.
It never ends. Yeah. have you noticed like your style changing as she's developing and growing, and do you notice any kind of connection to your work?
I mean, I do think more about kids' spaces and okay. how I can incorporate artwork and wall decor that mm-hmm. can, you know, work for a nursery or a kids' room.
Got
or functional pieces, you know, like things that have their name on it, or maybe mm-hmm. something that's more colorful, because a lot of the stuff I do is pretty neutral
mm-hmm.
and most people want color in a kid's room. So yeah.
But a simple splash of pink and blue will do you, right? Like I can only imagine. I mean, that's how I would feel about like my child. I would want to keep it more of a neutral, especially if I don't know the sex or anything yeah. like that, and just kind of a splash of color will make it appropriate.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting when you are pregnant and you're thinking about like a room for your child.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like the same thing as a name. It's like, oh, I don't know what they're going to be like. How mm-hmm. do I know if this is going to fit them and their personality?
Yeah.
And so just spaces and designing spaces are pretty fascinating,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're designing for someone that isn't even here yet.
Yeah, exactly. And you're orienting all your time and energy for that.
Yeah.
Oh man. So is there anything that you really enjoy as far as like one product versus another to making? Is that there's like a, I imagine there's a level of enjoyment like with the signs especially.
Yeah, I think if I had, I really like the designing aspect.
Okay.
Just with coming up with the quotes and playing with the lettering and the fonts. Like, I feel like that's really something that is exciting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to get more into lettering and making the hand lettering myself, as opposed to finding fonts and, you know, making up
stencils.
Pre-bought fonts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really into that. And I kind of wish that, you know, I've gone to back to school twice already and I don't want to go back again. But if I could go back in time, now that I'm older and wiser, you know, I think I really have a passion for graphic design. And, you know, I really like that aspect of the creative process.
That's awesome.
So that's my most enjoyable part. And, you know, the pillows make me happy because they're comfortable and you can never have too many pillows.
Exactly. We had this discussion and I'm totally on board with you on that part. It's just really something that's like, there's, like I was saying, it's like you have a passion for the design part. That's where my enjoyment comes from too, and like having that aspect of creative juice and making that something come to life in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas someone like Brittany or someone else who has a different passion, like I always imagine like people having the, if I were to enjoy the design part, she'd probably end up enjoying some other part of the process and things like that. So tell me your plans for where you're hoping that this would develop into. What if you had an ultimate goal or had a 10-year plan, what does that look like for you and your business?
I want to get more into the blogging world and share a little bit more design, inspiration, DIY type of things.
Got it.
You know, I want to be more than just a physical product, and I want it to be a place. I want thedaughterbow.com to be a place where you can come to get ideas and, you know, connect with not only my shop, but other small shops and, you know, find projects that you can do.
For sure. That sounds like a lot of fun. It's like it's very also time consuming because you're having to do all the prep work, you know, finding the people, finding time to record yourself and blogging and doing all these different little details aspects. And and when do you think you'll let go of the teaching part and let this become the full mammoth that is your business?
I would have done it yesterday, but you know, there's these things called bills.
Yes.
And so it's that where I'm at that point where it's kind of in the middle. Like, do we take the leap and just hope that we start making enough to pay for the bills, or, you know, how much longer do I stay working and start hiring and build it? You know, I'm kind of just at that tough point as a business owner where you need more help.
Yeah. You have to make the decision to do it. And I wish you all the best of luck in that decision.
Thank you.
And if you do decide to do it, I think I think you'll be okay. I honestly do. And I think you have a level head and understanding of what your business is capable of and what you're wanting to accomplish. So I think you'll be all right.
just a
positive word. Just, you know, hopefully that'll help you. Like, honestly, a lot of the times people just need someone to be like, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
And so that sort of thing is just, you know, I'm at the same point too. It's like we're doing, again, you saw, like we're flipping, flopping. Like we have people coming in and out and things like that. And so as we progress along, hopefully we end up having more help and slowly getting more and more busier, and hopefully I can work from home. That's my hope, is that this becomes my full-time gig and I can have kids here too and be able to teach them podcasting and things like that.
That would be awesome.
It's just, it's something that I never thought would be a big part of my life, but it has become just overwhelming a part of my life.
Yeah. Well, I think it's amazing that a lot, like, I just feel like there's a group of us that kind of grew up with parents that had those traditional jobs, mm-hmm. and you went to college and you stayed with the same company forever and ever and ever. And I feel like we're all, like, kind of breaking that and mm-hmm. seeing that, you know, work doesn't have to just be work. It can mm-hmm. be enjoyable. We can actually like it. We can have flexible mm-hmm. spaces that we work at. We can work from home. We can be moms and dads that are present and with our kids. And mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. I honestly, it was really in the beginning, it's like, that's what I thought I was going to do. It's like, my life is just going to be one line of, like, go to college, get the 9-to-5 job. This is, I work there for 30, 40 years, and then I get a nice gold watch at the end of it. And yeah, that's what and I always thought.
Just think of how much time and energy you're giving to someone else's dream, and mm-hmm. you know, you're not really getting back in all the time you spend in a cubicle, or, you know,
doing
not
someone
with
else's
your family, not with your people.
Mm-hmm. Doing someone else's work and their making their passions come to life. And I get that, and it's just, again, it's like, you know, you growing up, it's like you don't have the person who's providing that guidance of, like, this is what you can be. This is what you, like, this is another option. Never, like, in my mind, I was like, this is the only way, college, then work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of like, it's interesting to see the new era of children and other people that are jumping on Instagram and just really seeing what's out there and what's the opportunities available. And so, like, that's enjoyable to see other small businesses come from that, and
I agree,
their passions come to life.
Yeah, and it's crazy that at 18 you're kind of expected to know what you want to do the rest of your life
when you're not even fully developed mentally.
Well, and you haven't experienced that much to really know. And I don't know, I think it'll be really cool to see how the kids of all of the entrepreneurs right now, what they grow up
to see and do.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because the one I've noticed from the podcaster and more people getting excited and really getting interested in wanting to record themselves in this realm, in this kind of show like podcast, and, you know, curating it to a specific audience and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting. I find different things every day, like, you know, listening to different podcasts that I find myself like, I could do a deep dive of, like, criminal mystery for a day, and then do a deep dive on the historical pieces for a day. It's just really interesting to kind of see the new characters and new people come up with different ideas for podcasting, and and just seeing also a younger generation. I've heard a little 5-year-old have his podcast with his dad.
Gosh.
And that's kind of like their whole thing is dad son time, and they just basically talk about what he did at school and that sort of
super
thing.
Cute.
It's really cute, and it's I think it's fun to think of it in the bigger picture, where his dad is trying to keep his relationship with his son really going and kind of giving him a positive outlet, because his son is I think his son has special needs, but can't really tell in the audio part, but it's just really cool, like, that sort of thing where, you know, a father has this thing that he's passionate about, and now his son wants to get involved, and that kind of, like you were saying, seeing the years of the entrepreneurs and what their kids are starting to do and develop and come up with is really fun.
Yeah. Well, my daughter thinks I, you know, just bang things against a wood, piece of wood. So she'll come and sit next to me at the dining room table, which is my office, and she'll hold a paintbrush and just bang against a piece of wood. I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. Well, 2 more years, you're going to be...
Yeah, you're going to be yep. You're going to be helping out mom.
Yep.
That's fun that she, like, she can see that. Yeah. And she's like, I get it.
Yeah, she's very observant. So, like, when I do my flat lays, she's right there. There's usually a hand in the pictures that we have to, you know, she watches me, like, turn things and lay things. So it's really cute.
Don't worry, just a couple more months and then she'll be a part of the Instagram, and you just have her hold the signs. Just
She is a very natural sign holder.
She's the cute factor. That's the cute factor right there. No one's gonna, everyone's gonna buy if they see a little bit of a cute factor right there. Just buy my mom's sign. So there's a part of our episodes that we do is called Brittany's Corner. Brittany's Corner. Brittany's Corner. Hey, hey.
I like it.
We're still working on the jingle.
We're still working on the jingle. The jingle, for those of you listening, if you are a jingle maker, please send us an audio file. We'll throw it in there.
I have two questions.
Okay.
First one is there anything that you would never, either you told yourself in the past, I would never make that, and you did make it, or you're telling yourself now, I'm never going to make that, but then maybe in the back of your mind, you might actually make that?
Well, I do have pieces that I don't thoroughly enjoy that are very popular. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I still make them because they're making my customers happy. Mm-hmm. You know, I've painted my I Dream of Shiplap quote so many times. And I appreciate that quote because it is kind of what I'm known for by a lot of people. And that's what went viral. And I love it. But I've painted it a lot, so I'm ready for like the next thing on that. You know, I get a little uneasy just when I recognize customers sending me pictures of other people's work that they want custom made. Mm-hmm. So I'm very careful with that because, you know, I want to respect the original maker. Mm-hmm. But if they're asking for something that the original maker can't do for them, then, you know, I will change fonts or we change colors or change the size because I do offer that custom part. So, you know, I get a little uneasy, but I try to make my customers happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put them first for sure.
Yeah.
And then the second thing, this is different from what you guys were talking about earlier. I know you said your goal is to, like, reach out to more bloggers and do more collabs, but on the business side, that means more contracts and more, you know, rights and like making sure that everything's laid out. So do you have any like horror stories or do you have anything where you're like put in place to make sure that like both of your guys' needs are met? Because I know a lot of people listening want to just like do those collabs, but then understand that like you have to make sure that both parties agree what's happening, all that stuff.
Definitely. It's a learning experience for sure. Like most of the ones have just been, you know, verbal or just back and forth on the DMs. Like, okay, I'll send you some of these things.
Or trust us. That's how we're still doing a lot of things right here.
You know, in most cases, it works out just fine. Yeah. But, you know, I have sent things that have never been photographed or posted. Mm-hmm. So that was a little disappointing. But overall, like, I would say just don't be afraid to reach out. And, you know, I, like, there's people I follow that have, like, 300,000 followers, and I'm just, you know, 16,000. I'm like, well, it doesn't hurt to send a DM or send an email, and you never know. The worst thing that can happen is they don't respond.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or they say no, or they send you their media kit, and, you know, or they say, yeah, I love your stuff. So don't ever be afraid.
Love it. Awesome. I just, like, honestly, this is, we always intend to bring people on who are just people who we think are interesting and just all around good people. And today is no different. You are definitely a gem, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck for everything in the future. And if there's anything at all that you, you know, some event that you want to promote, please let us know. We will help you in any sort of way we can, because that's what we're all about here.
I love that. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So we're reaching the end. So typically at the end, we let it hit to you. You can promote yourself. Let everyone know where they can find you on Instagram and on Facebook, everywhere and anything. And then any events coming up. So this is your time to shine.
So at The Dotted Bow, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, thedottedbow.com. It's getting a little bit of a makeover. Yeah. It should add in all those fun things. I just started Craft and Chill Kits. So you can order like a DIY kit to do at home. So you don't have to like get dressed up and go somewhere.
Yeah.
You can have friends over or just like hang out by yourself and watch TV and make a cool sign. And so I'm really excited about those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really awesome t-shirts to wear. And then I will be at Pinners Conference in November.
Nice. We've been to that one last year.
Mm-hmm. Super fun. Awesome classes.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And then, guys, you can find us at findingarizonapodcast.com. All of our social media is under Finding Arizona Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Last but not least, go check out patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast, where we're going to go 50 questions with our guest here, and we're going to ask her what she likes, what she doesn't like, and what she finds meh. So with that, we say goodnight to all of you listening. Good night.